Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. This week we're going to do a sort of roundup of what's coming up in the world of theatre. And, well, we've got the best authority on that, really. He came to join me in the studio. His name is Julian Bird, and he's the Chief Executive of the Society of London Theatre. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. My regular guest we have this week, which is Julian Bird, the Chief Executive of the Society of London Theatre.
Correct.
Yes. I'm always so pleased when I get his title right. And it's the summer, Julian. We haven't heard from you for a while, so I thought it was time we caught up.
Absolutely.
What's been going on this year, what will be going on this year, the best places to take the kids for the summer, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So where should we start?
Would you want to start with kids? Because you mentioned
kids.
Yeah,
all right, let's start with kids.
You know, August is the month of Kids Week, where, you know, and this is kind of the entire London Theatre's giving back as bit, if you like. So you can go to Kids Week website, and for a huge range of shows, if you buy a ticket, you get a ticket for a kid for free. So it's literally kids go free with an adult ticket. So, and there's a huge range of shows there, from, you know, special shows for young people, for kids, but all the regular shows are on there as well. So if you want to go to the theatre this summer, take a look.
Yeah, my nephew was staying with me this week. He's 12, and he'd been taken to see Adrian Mole.
Brilliant.
And I was interested because we'd seen it, and I thought, I wonder what that actually is for a 12-year-old, because obviously it's very nostalgic back to the 1980s and all of that. What does a 12-year-old now make of that, who wasn't born when all that happened? He found it hilarious, he told me.
That's great. I mean, so, you know, it's a great play. Adrian Mole is this new musical, new British writers, their first big show. And it is nostalgic, isn't it? For those of us who grew up and kind of remember reading the books and everything, it is a bit of nostalgia. But, you know, I was surrounded by young people, actually, when I went, you know, teenagers who were all having a great time.
Yeah.
Without giving too much away, the nativity scene in Act Two is hilarious.
Outrageous. So, yes, I know. We have talked.
We won't
about
say
that
too much.
But yeah, my nephew loved it. We enjoyed it. So I think that's a great. It's a good family show.
It's a great family show.
For everyone
Absolutely.
To enjoy.
Yeah.
So summer wise, we're talking about. I love talking about Regent's Park in the summer because
Absolutely.
I just think that is one of my top places to go to the theatre because it's outdoors. And if you haven't had torrential rain, as we have had a bit of torrential rain, we've also had lovely warm
weather.
Evenings.
Exactly.
So a bit of everything. Their musical will be Evita.
Correct. Which a big opens, new version. No, hasn't opened just yet. Opens in mid-August. So, but yes, a you know, major new version of Evita. Jamie Lloyd directing, kind of young, British director. Lots of people will know him for his kind of Jamie Lloyd seasons in the West End, and he just recently did the whole Pinter season, of course, which finished with Betrayal with Tom Hiddleston. And Jamie is, yeah, doing a new version, and we're all excited to see what that looks like, I think.
I think so, because Evita's such a sort of classic, and I was in it, I've seen it a few times, and basically it is always done in a fairly traditional way. I mean, I don't know if we're going to have the Casa Rosada or what he's going to do.
I don't think any of us know yet.
No.
But it's selling, we know, incredibly well. And what a great show to put in the open air theatre there. So,
I mean, it's toured recently, I guess, but it's a while since it's been in London.
It was in London, a good few years ago now. Mm. And it was the Bill Kenwright's touring production that was in the West End. Mm. It was very, very good, actually, when it came in. But I think this is going to be a different take on it a little bit. So I'm intrigued as much as anyone else, I think, to see it. And of course, you know, Andrew at the moment will have Evita there. Of course, the open air theatre's production of Jesus Christ Superstar, which is at the Barbican for the summer. So it's come indoors for the summer. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's got Joseph on at the Palladium. So, you know, Andrew's big three early hits, if you like. These huge revivals of them, you know,
making money while he sleeps is what Andrew Lloyd Webber does so well. It's a knack if you can find one.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because, you know, Andrew still has this hunger for producing and also writing new shows. Mm. You know, he just workshopped his new version of Cinderella. You know, well, a completely new musical just a few months ago, and you know, working on that for the future. So it's exciting.
Our Ruthie was workshopping the new Cinderella.
She was in that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, I wonder what the plans are for that. That would be
huge, I think. Watch this space is the answer. So.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll have you back in a few months' time. You'll be able to tell us what's happening about that. Yes, I'm not really allowed to say, I suppose. Even if you know, you probably won't tell us, will you?
I probably won't, no.
No, no. Right, okay.
One for the future.
Yes. Yeah. So big shows on in the West End. I suppose things like Waitress been a terrific hit.
I mean, On Your Feet is still playing, which I don't think we've talked about before. You know, the Gloria Estefan story.
Yeah, yes, at the Colosseum.
Huge, amazing production. And, you know, if you like great dancing, it's a real dance show, really, with all her great hits on at the Colosseum until the end of August. And then actually one thing it'd be great to talk about is the new theatres that we've got, three new spaces that have suddenly opened just in the last week or so. So these are being run by a company called Troubadour Theatres, who people might remember they ran the King's Cross theatres where Railway Children and In the Heights and Lazarus and all of those were on in those temporary spaces. So they've opened two theatres in White City. Very near the old TV centre, very near the tube station there.
Whereabouts, that's near where I live.
Yes. So two big spaces, one of which has opened the biggest one with the National Theatre's production of Peter Pan, which they did a couple of Christmases ago. That's opened the big new theatre there. And the second theatre has got a whole range of actually children's productions for the summer. So for all ages, so from your little toddlers right up. And then literally just in the last few days, they've opened their theatre in Wembley. It's just called Wembley Park Theatre, just by Wembley Stadium. And it's actually where the old Fountain Studios were. So Fountain Studios is the history of X Factor and Britain's Got Talent. It's where all of that was filmed for years and years. And that has been turned into a new theatre now as part of the kind of huge developments around Wembley, and has Dinosaur World Live. But Warhorse is the big first show to really launch it. From the beginning of October for about 6 weeks, and it's selling incredibly well, and that's like 1,400 seats, that theatre. So it's a big new space with restaurants and bars and everything, huge facility.
I'm going to see Falsettos coming up, and I think a lot of people, this is one of my oldest favourite shows. You see,
people are going to go,
What are you talking about? I saw a production in Edinburgh, and I'm probably talking 30 years ago.
Well, it was done in, the last big revival of it was done in Broadway about 2 years ago with an amazing cast, and it's just been on a massive US tour as well, actually, and done very well, which is now finished. This is a new production, actually, a new revival. It's not the American version. At the Other Palace, as you say, this autumn. And I think a lot of people are very excited to see it. A lot of people have never seen it on stage, so...
And it's a sung-through musical, I should tell people.
It's effectively about a sort of...
It's very domestic.
Dysfunctional, extended family, their relationships. It touches on the AIDS crisis. There's a young son in it. I mean, it's a great... I won't give too much away, but as you say, it's a great show. And that's at the Other Palace this autumn.
It's an interesting musical because it's very... It's not big production numbers, as far as I remember. There probably isn't any dancing. It's like a domestic situation sung through.
Exactly, that's exactly. But
it's funny.
How I describe
it's very, there, it's very there, funny. Lots of funny lines in it, and I'm really looking forward.
It's very, very good
to seeing that.
I mean, it's
one.
A big autumn ahead. You know, that's in the early autumn, as you say. You know,
right.
The other early autumn thing is Big the Musical, so based on the movie.
The Tom Hanks film,
was once again originally done in America a very long time ago, and this had a tryout in, I think, Plymouth and Dublin a couple of years ago, and now coming to the West End with Jay McGuinness in it from The Wanted, I think. But he won Strictly, didn't he, Jay? So that's where he's become particularly well known from. But also, you know, some real stalwarts in that, Matthew Kelly, Wendy Peters, those kind of people as well. That's at the Dominion, I think, just for like 8 or 10 weeks in the early autumn as well. So what else? Riverdance is sort of coming back
with
their new show. It's called Heartbeat of Home, once again in the early autumn at the Piccadilly Theatre. Like 6-8 weeks again. So this is their Riverdance's new production, if you like, which we saw at West End Live, which was a lot of fun. So it'll be interesting to see the whole thing, if you like,
moving at the same time.
A lot of legs moving, but there's more singing. There's different forms of dance in it. It kind of takes, I guess, Riverdance onto the next stage. I've not seen it beyond that 10 minutes at West End Live, but I think it could be great.
And presumably now, because we're in August, you kind of know what may be coming up for autumn Christmas season.
We do.
By now, because you've got to be warned about it.
We do very much.
And so what is coming up?
Well, I guess there's...
we've got big, obviously.
There's three very... On top of the ones we've talked about, there's three big musicals opening later in the autumn into Christmas. More as well, potentially. But Dear Evan Hansen, which we've talked about many times, coming from America.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that.
Casting announcements, I think, soon. Mm-hmm. There's this brand new British musical called And Juliet, which actually is going to do about 10 weeks in Manchester in the autumn and then comes to the Shaftesbury Theatre in November. And it's a sort of reimagining, taking on the story of Romeo and Juliet as if she hadn't died. And it uses the songs of a composer called Max Martin, who most people won't have a clue, but he wrote a huge number of kind of the big pop and rock hits of the kind of 80s and 90s. You know, Hit Me Baby One More Time, the Britney Spears song, and mm-hmm. quite a lot of Backstreet Boys and all sorts of... So lots of songs people will know. Put to this new story. With a young British team again. Could be really, really interesting. So that comes, as I said, opening in Manchester, actually. So good to talk a bit about outside London sometimes. Mm. That will premiere outside London and then go to the Shaftesbury. Girl from the North Country comes back for a very limited run. So for those who didn't get to see it the first time, it's that went on and won all the Olivier's,
yes,
of course.
Yes, I was going to say, with a massive award winner.
Sheila Atim and Shirley Henderson. That comes back to the Gielgud. No casting announcements yet.
Okay.
No, comes back in December for sort of a Christmas season. And then lots of other things, you know, Death of a Salesman, just to go on to plays a little bit, transfers, you know, mm-hmm. with the amazing Sharon D. Clarke and Wendell Pierce from The Young Vic. And a lot of people couldn't get to see it. And that transfers to the Piccadilly in the autumn for a longer run. And then, you know, Mischief Theatre, those the people who've seen Play That Goes Wrong and Peter Pan Goes Wrong and a comedy about bank robbery, they start this autumn a year-long residency at the Vaudeville Theatre. They've announced the first two productions of that residency. The first one actually is not a Goes Wrong. It's a comedy play called Grown Ups, Groan. But of course, it follows the same group of kids basically over several generations, as they grow up over several decades. I haven't seen it. I hear it's very funny. And then later in the year, in December, for Christmas, they start their next Goes Wrong, which is called Magic Goes Wrong. They are doing with Penn.
Not the radio station.
They are doing with Penn and Teller. No, as in Conjuring.
Right. Okay. Yes, clarifying that.
Yes, we're actually going to put secret cameras in this room and see everything that goes on. No, it's with Penn and Teller, the amazing American duo. They're co-producing it and co-writing with them. So, and that opens sort of Christmas New Year. So, but that's the start of, that's their year-long residency. So more to come there as well.
I mean, they're a phenomenal company, aren't they? Because I've heard them. We must get them on. We must get them on
you
our
really
podcast
should,
because they talk about,
fun.
There's a sort of like, they never expected the play that goes wrong to be the enormous hit it was. And then suddenly it was like, and then more and more and more from
them. It
was
a short thing. It was in Edinburgh and then came to the King's Head. Producers picked it up and it's turned into this global. It was a huge hit on Broadway. It's now moved from Broadway to off-Broadway where it's running very successfully. They've just made a big series for the BBC. I don't know when that comes out with a whole load of comedy stuff. So, no, they never expected it at all. And they're still, you know, they're really, really fun guys. Mm. So, it's a great success story, actually.
Yeah, you almost hear about them.
Yeah.
That leads us on to, almost getting up to Christmas.
Yeah,
I
this
don't
is
like
sort of
to
touching
say the
on.
C word when we're so early in the year, though.
The big comedy of the autumn is probably Noises Off, which has just had a quiet kind of 3 or 4 weeks at the Lyric Hammersmith, completely sold out. That moves to London. That moves for the autumn into the Gielgud Theatre as well. So lots of people may have seen it before. But
I
new
have
production,
seen it before.
Mira Sayal, Lloyd Owen. Amazing cast.
That was a long time ago I saw.
Yeah, a Michael Frayn play.
Yeah,
yes. And it can be absolutely hysterical, like, you know, crying with laughter type.
But a bit thing. Like the play that goes wrong, I suppose. I mean, it's in that vein,
wrong.
Isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Sort of and then outside London, comedy. You know, this autumn, Lion King starts its enormous tour in Bristol and then moves to Edinburgh later in the year. 9 to 5, as well as continuing to play in London, actually starts a major nationwide tour, and it's done incredibly well in London. You know, Dolly Parton people seem to love it. So, and some of the London cast are going to take it on tour, and they'll replace them in London. So, another one to watch out for.
Yeah, I was told there's been a little bit of an issue. I think some people have mentioned with people going to the theatre for some of these the musicals with all the songs they know or whatever, whether they be biopic musicals or... And actually the audience getting a bit out of hand. People coming for Hen Night. Has that been a problem?
I don't think out of hand. I think people love to join in. I mean, you know, you know, shows are, a lot of those shows which have, you know, let's call it jukebox, have a catalogue of songs that people know, almost encourage it, don't they, at the end? You know, Joseph isn't that, but I was at the opening of Joseph. We were all up on our feet singing along with the Joseph Megamix at the end. And
were you? They came to approach me on Your Feet, and I gave them such a look. If you get me up to dance, I would dare.
I think, you know, people want to join in, want to be part of it. One hopes that never gets out of hand, but people enjoy the music and want to participate. I guess we find this in things like West End Live, you know, which we do with you as well, and people love the chance to get involved and be part of it.
Yeah, well, because there's the Mamma Mia restaurant experience thing going on, isn't there?
Which opens end of August, beginning of September.
That's not a theatre.
Mamma Mia,
show.
The party.
Well, or is there a theatre show?
There is a show as part of it, so it's dinner, bar, dancing, and the whole Mamma Mia story playing out kind of around you. Yes.
Right.
So this has been a massive hit in Sweden. And yeah, comes to a big new theatre facility, dining facility at the
O2. That's over in
the O2.
Fascinated by these new venues cropping up. I just think that's really interesting that you take something that isn't a theatre, you turn it into a theatre where people are not used to going, which happened at King's Cross, but obviously then it was the Railway Children. So you're at King's Cross and it's a railway station. Yeah. So it's kind of all added up and seemed perfect.
But then, you know, In the Heights was a big hit there. Yeah. And, you know, the O2, I mean, you know, Stratford, North Greenwich, I mean, it's extraordinary, isn't it? When you look now, I mean, we all remember the Millennium Dome and the fears of the white elephant. And now look at it. I mean, it's the most extraordinary, vibrant... Mm. I think I'm correct in saying, you know, the O2 Arena is the most visited music venue in the world every year now.
Is it?
Mm. Gosh. And around it has grown up, you know, there's now a shopping outlet and now there's going to be this theatre, you know, for Mamma Mia the party. So I'm excited to go, I have to say.
Yes,
see what it's like.
Well. Yeah. I am as well. Yeah. I want to do that one. But meanwhile, the next thing I will see will be Evita.
Yes.
At Regent's Park, which I'm really looking forward to.
Not very long from now. And, you know, we have an exciting autumn ahead. We've just talked about some of it, but there's a lot to come. Mm. And I guess just as we sit here talking, you know, just finally has been announced Cyrano de Bergerac, big new version of that, with James McAvoy playing the lead, which opens at the end of the year at the Playhouse Theatre. Mm. So, in fact, at the start of Jamie Lloyd's next West End season. So after Evita, he then moves on to do the new season. And James McAvoy back in the West End is hugely popular normally. So,
so you hear about all these things and you think, I wonder, Olivier Awards next year.
Well,
what's, you know, which people are going, you think, oh, immediately, that's an interesting one.
Very interesting, you know, and, but, you know, we've talked about, you know, Sharon D. Clarke and Wendell Pierce in Death of a Salesman. We, Betrayal, we talked about Tom Hiddleston and the cast from that. There's been, there's a huge number of extraordinary performances around us.
I mean, there always is. It'll be interesting to see if Dear Evan Hansen gets the massive acclaim that it's had. A bit like Hamilton coming over is how I feel about it. It's like when Hamilton came over, everyone was like, well, this is the huge thing, couldn't get a ticket.
It's clearly the next big hit from America to hit London. And be really interesting to see how it's received.
Mm. But I can't imagine that it won't be... I can't wait to see
it. Oh, I think people are clamouring to see it. And we should mention, we talk about big things opening in the autumn, is Mary Poppins, of course. Back in the West End. This is Disney and Cameron Mackintosh's production. I guess the particular excitement for some of us is, you know, Petula Clark is playing the Bird Woman in it. So it'd be great to see Petula Clark back on our stages. You know, a real legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
In theatre, but in music as well. So I think very, very exciting.
So for the kids can all enjoy... Mary Poppins thing. I've never heard of Petula Clark,
and
of course.
Charlie
but
Stemp.
The parents will.
Charlie Stemp is playing it, you know, who came to fame from Half a Sixpence. Yes. Zizi Stralin playing, you know, the two leads, if you like. Yeah. But then a great surrounding cast and Petula Clark, quite exciting.
Which theatre is that going to?
That's going to the Prince Edward. So.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Of course.
So, well, lots to look forward to this autumn.
That's a Christmas treat, that one, I think.
Yes, it's opening in end of October, beginning of November.
Yeah, that's definitely take the kids for Christmas, family
outing. Absolutely, family outing. And then, you know, later on we'll talk about what's coming for Christmas itself.
Yeah,
but there's lots of Christmas shows.
So I'm going to preempt that. But
in the pipeline. But it's an exciting autumn ahead.
Great. Well, thank you, Julian, for coming in. As we're still in the summer, But yeah, looking forward.
Absolutely.
And there's just so many great shows around. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
That was the Musical and Theatre Podcast with Julian Bird, the Chief Executive of the Society of London Theatre. And if you enjoyed it, well, listen to more of my podcasts. Download them. They're all on that podcast place where you get your podcasts. And if you liked it, you can review it. Give it, I don't know, a few stars.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.